Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Franchise Euphoria. Josh Brown here. Today's episode is brought to you by Franchise 5. Why Franchise 5? I'm glad you asked. Growing your franchise in a slow, deliberate, and thoughtful manner is a smart way to grow. Franchise 5 helps you do this by expanding 5 locations at a time with a zen-like focus on the geographic locations that make sense for your growth. To learn more about this, go to franchiseeuphoria.com/franchise5. That's the number 5. So franchiseeuphoria.com/franchise5. Now to today's episode. Today, I'm thrilled to have on Nathan McMurtry from Zerva. Zerva is a done-for-you data warehouse, and Nathan is an accountant-turned-data warehouse savant. Nate started his career in 2004 as an accountant. Along his way, Nate encountered a mentor who introduced him to data warehousing and business intelligence, otherwise known as BI. So you might hear that throughout our discussion today. BI means business intelligence. He instantly realized that he'd found his true calling, helping businesses use their data to make better decisions. In 2012, Nathan saw his opportunity to go beyond consulting and towards offering a fully managed data warehouse. Nate and his partner decided to bootstrap their new businesses with money from consulting. So over the next 2 years, they put in 80 plus hour work weeks. Finally, in 2014, Nate and his partner had enough cash to officially launch their done-for-you data warehouse, and Zerva was born. I really love this interview. This is different from what we normally do. Normally, we're talking to franchisors or franchisees. Here, Zerva is a third-party provider for franchise systems. And one of the things you'll learn is not only that they serve as a warehouse for data, but they also utilize that data to help provide analytics for the franchise systems that they're working with. So really hope you enjoy this interview with Nathan. And without further ado, here it is. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Josh. It's great to be with you today.
Well, it's great to have you on because, you know, typically on this podcast, I'm interviewing franchisors and franchisees, and you created a company called Zerva, but spelled with an X, which is sort of a third-party provider for franchisees, where you guys obviously do the done-for-you data warehousing. And so I'm really happy to have a company like you on that is a service provider for franchise systems. So thanks for reaching out and for coming on.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. We're, as a company, we're fairly new to the franchise space. We've only been really targeting it in our marketing efforts for, 6 months or so. But we've been doing data warehousing for about 10 years. And so we kind of are new to the space, but have a lot of deep industry experience in the data and analytics world.
So break that down a little bit. I mean, I think conceptually people understand what they think data warehousing is, but break down what it is you guys do.
Yeah, it's a great question. We love to explain our business with an analogy. If you can imagine a restaurant, think of the way the food goes through the restaurant. First, it comes into a pantry of some sort in its raw form. And then that food gets moved into a kitchen where you kind of have master chefs combining different foods and making recipes and really creating the meal. And then the front part of the restaurant is the dining area, where once the food's prepared, you kind of take it out to the dining area to be consumed. Data and analytics is a very similar model where data is brought into a data lake, and that's kind of in its raw format, if you think of just extracting data and putting it into a raw format. Then the next step, which is akin to the kitchen, is the data warehouse. And that data warehouse is where you take data from a lot of different sources, you stitch it together, you make sure that it's accurate, you make sure that it's consistent. And then after that data warehousing function is done, then you can take it out to, the restaurant analogy is the front-end dining room. The business intelligence analogy is reporting. And that's when you can now bring in awesome reporting tools that can connect to that data warehouse. And you've kind of got this end-to-end, soup to nuts analytics package. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And I think it's really interesting because obviously in today's world where it's all about BI, right? The business intelligence. And we see that with all sorts of different software. And it feels like everywhere you go, people are collecting and gathering that information. I mean, the classic example is, you know, all of a sudden you scroll on somebody's website. If you're at, you know, the container store or whatever, you know, whatever retail shop you want, and you're scrolling around, and next thing they know, you're searching on Facebook and all of a sudden a container store ad pops up, right?
Yes.
So you're like, oh my God, who's following me? Are people watching me? What's going on here?
Yeah, we just as kind of to hit off on that, you know, Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, has a saying where he says that every company will be a technology company one day. We're not sure about that, but we do think that every company will be a data company someday if they aren't already. You know, understanding your data, getting your hands around your numbers, getting insight into your business has really never been more important than it is today.
Well, and it seems like a lot of companies are adding that on, at least, you know, software technology companies, or even if, you know, if you're a franchise, or, you know, you said the restaurant. So if you're a restaurant and you're working with a SEO type company to help, it seems like they're going to try to provide business intelligence services as well. How do you guys differ from what they're doing, or how do you work alongside those other businesses and what you do?
Yeah, we found a really nice spot in the space where really the data warehousing, going back to that restaurant analogy, is the kitchen. And so there's a lot of people who are bringing in, let's just talk about the marketing department for franchises. You know, everybody seems to be using Google Analytics, and they're using some kind of marketing automation like Marketo. They're using some Salesforce automation, CRM type software. And these companies have never used more, especially the marketing departments, have never used more systems than they do now. And then on the flip side, there's some really great visualization tools today. If you're familiar with the Tableaus of the world and Microsoft Power BIs, Domo, there's some really great visualization tools that exist in the world. What the big problem that we've seen is the in-between, that kitchen area where somebody needs to extract all of the data from those data sources and create one version of the truth of the data. You know, that customer information might be in 4 or 5 or 6 or up to 10 different data sources, and being able to extract that customer data into one version of truth so that a viz tool can sit on top of it to create, you know, accurate and consistent reporting. So that's really where we fit in, is that kitchen, the kind of the master chefs of data, and being able to work with businesses kind of as an extension of their team to be able to create, once again, that one version of truth for their data.
So if you're working with the restaurants, let's continue with this analogy. What kind of information are you going to be putting together for them?
Yeah, it's, you know, I guess a good example would be, let's do Moxie Pest Control. So they're a franchise that does different pest control companies. They have over 100 franchisees. And so for them, their big piece was the marketing effort. They had a lot of people, kind of what I was just describing, their customer data between each individual franchisee. They kind of had run their own marketing campaigns. And so they needed help to stitch all that together, not just for each franchisee, but for the franchisor to be able to have a holistic view of how all the franchisees are performing. What that meant for the company is a lot of manual processes. They were spending up to 300 hours a week in man hours of data preparation. And when we came in and saw that, we said, you know what? Our processes and our technology can actually automate all of these pieces that you're doing manually. And not only that, you'll get a more accurate and a more consistent view into how each of these franchisees is performing.
That's fascinating. I mean, so tell me this, how'd you come up with this idea? I mean, do you have a background with franchise industry, or what's your background?
Like I said, we're kind of outsiders coming into the franchise space. We, my business partner and I, whose name also happens to be Nate, so we're the Nates. We were business intelligence managers for some really enterprise level companies, and we had teams of, you know, 10 to 15 data warehouse developers, all built around how do we kind of stitch data together from lots of different sources. And the company was built on this idea that we said, you know, what if we could do all of this as a service and put it into a box for that middle market company, the company that doesn't have the resources to go hire, you know, an entire business intelligence team? What if we kind of put that all in a box and offered it as a service so that it could reach a lot of companies that didn't have the ability to bring it in? And so Well, when you have a good idea for a business, you kind of have two routes you can go. One route, you can go and say, you know, let's get investors excited about this and go raise money, and then you're off to the races. Or you can say, you know, let's bootstrap this business and, you know, see what we can do on our own. And so we decided to bootstrap it. And that's easily the slowest way to create any company. But at the same sense, we own it all. And so we only answer to our wives now, which is really nice.
So tell me about that process. How did you bootstrap it? I mean, it sounds wonderful, but first of all, you're dealing with a complex thing here. Now, to you and Nate, this is relatively easy. You've been in an industry, you've been working it, but now you're taking something where you're going to bootstrap it. And probably your biggest challenge to go to market is you have an education component, right? So now you got to educate an entire market that you got to explain to them with all these changes and with everything going on. Oh, here's a solution that's going to help you. And then you've got to explain it to them in plain English. How was that process? I mean, how did you get going with that?
It's a really interesting thing to go through because it's definitely doctor patient with people. You know, a lot of companies come to us with pain that says, you know, we have reports, but they're never consistent. Or they'll come and they'll say, you know, we have, Circus Tricks is a great example. They're a trampoline park franchise, and they have 300 different locations. And they're saying, we have 300 different systems as point of sale systems, and we can't centralize that data to do reporting. It's too manual. It's too big. And so they often don't come in, to answer your question, they often don't come in asking for a data warehouse. They come in with pain. Like you'd come into a doctor, you know, I have some sort of pain. And what we try to explain to them is that the prescription really is a data warehouse. It's a great solution to consolidate data, to automate data. A lot of people kind of in the technical world, there's a lot of APIs out there, which are kind of endpoints for data. That's how you get your data out of a Google Analytics or a Salesforce. And people, you know, they're smart, but they're not technical. And so being able to have somebody, especially on the data side, that's technical, help them out, that's where we've really found a nice niche. And if I could just talk a little bit about the franchise specific space, is what we did is we've been running our company for about 3 years, and we kind of sat down for a marketing exercise and said, you know, it's that who loves us and who do we love the most conversation. And we looked through our portfolio of companies that we'd help. And it was amazing how many franchises were in that space. And we started to do some research and talk to some of those customers. And, you know, really the most difficult data problems are found in the franchise space, especially for the franchisor trying to get a holistic view of their entire business. A normal business, if you can imagine, already has a lot of different systems. But as soon as you talk about franchisees putting in their own marketing or their own accounting systems or their own operation systems, I mean, everything kind of exponentially grows in complexity. And franchises really have a really interesting, you know, if you're a data guy, it's an exciting problem.
Well, I'm sure though, but I'm sure as you found out, you know, most people, when they think about franchising, the first thing they think about is McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Subway, right? And then as you dive into franchising, as I'm sure you found out, oh my gosh, franchising runs across our entire economy. I mean, you have so many different sectors. So I wonder, as you were going through that analysis, did you guys, you know, decide you were going to focus on service-based franchises, restaurants, or just sort of get into it and see what worked best and then go from there?
Definitely the service-based companies is where we're having the most success. We actually don't have any food-based companies. And I don't know if that's because we don't know any or they don't know us. But yeah, we definitely have a lot more success with the service-based companies. You know, the ones that have certain key performance indicators that they need to track, specifically if there's some, you know, cost of acquisition for a customer. You know, if I'm one of our clients is the Maids International. And so for them to acquire a customer, there's a certain amount of cost. And that key performance indicator is extremely important for them to track as an entire organization, but also to be able to track at the individual franchisee level so that if there's any outliers, you know, somebody has a really great cost of acquisition where they can go in and learn, you know, the franchisor, the Maids International can go in and learn what is this company doing. And then also from, you know, a risk standpoint, is somebody have an outlier to the bad side? Are they spending a lot of money to acquire a customer? And, you know, we can come in and say, yes, they are, you know, this is an outlier. and then the Maids International can kind of deploy their performance consultants in to see how they can help. And so there's this really great thing that's happening once the franchisor specifically has all of the data laid out in front of them, where they can really come in and provide a lot of value to their franchisees.
So tell me some other metrics, because I think that's really good and insightful for people to take away is, you know, obviously cost of acquisition, that's huge, right? Everybody wants to know how much money it takes to acquire a new customer. What other things are you measuring with the data that you guys are collecting? As an example, are you guys measuring the effectiveness of social media campaigns, right? I mean, are you tying in on all those elements of a business, or are there, you know, a set of 3 to 4 things that you guys really zone in on?
The answer is that every business is unique and they should be watching their own metrics. But as you go across industries, you start seeing some very common metrics. You mentioned, you know, measuring the effectiveness of marketing campaigns. So return on ad spend is usually termed as that KPI. And that's a very important one that the marketing teams always like to know which campaigns are working and which ones aren't. The other one that kind of works is the right hand to the left hand of cost of acquisition is the lifetime value of customers. So especially in the service space, kind of going back to the Maids International, they found that customers that have recurring businesses are exponentially more valuable to them than the ones that just have one-time services. And so by being able to identify those customers and being able to see what is the lifetime value of a client who has recurring services, with that math, they're able to combine that to the cost of acquisition. And so using those two pieces, the visibility into who their ideal client is has helped them kind of segment their customer base and really focus those, going back to the marketing efforts, focus on the customers that will be repeat customers.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously you guys do the done for you data warehousing, but it sounds like that's just one component of what you do, right? I mean, the warehousing to me sounds like storage, but then a real benefit of that storage is all the information that you guys are able to extract from that and then transform into real information for businesses to use, right?
Well said. The data warehouse is simply, you know, the engine to the car, and you know, where you want to drive it and how you're going to use it kind of varies. Like I said before, we have companies that come in and maybe the KPIs isn't the painful part of their business. Maybe it's the manual data prep side. You know, we kind of get different flavors of pain that our customers are having. The data warehouse solves a lot of different ones of those.
So outside of coming on Kick Butt podcasts like Franchise Euphoria, what else are you guys doing to get out there in front of franchise systems?
You know, we have a great referral base is the first part. I think the best thing in the world is having your customers refer you to other customers. And so we've had a lot of success with that. We've been going to a lot of the trade shows that franchises put on. And so we'll be in Vegas actually this coming week. And then next week we'll be in Los Angeles to a couple of different trade shows where people just get together. And it's always one of those things that, you know, when you're selling a technical product, it's nice to just get face to face and hear how people are using, you know, especially for us, how they're using their data to their advantage.
Well, I think it's really interesting. And I think it's, really a brilliant business model, because in this day and age, and especially with franchise systems, and like you said, I mean, trying to manage franchisee growth in a way that the franchisor can keep track of everything when everybody is, I mean, they're all part of the same system, but it's hard to streamline the tools and to figure out, you know, what's working and what's not working. I mean, I think that's a really smart strategy.
Yeah.
So I just go out there and say that.
The one thing that's really awesome about the franchising space, I mean, if you're not in the franchising space and you're talking to just a company who's in an industry, when you're talking to them, you're trying to tell them you're trying to compare their, you know, key performance indicators to the industry's key performance indicators. And there's some kind of casual relationship between those. One of the real, you know, advantages of the franchise space is being able to benchmark individual franchisees against each other. It is such a advantage when the franchisor is, you know, providing that service to each franchisee and saying, you know, some of the non-value added things that franchisors have to do is the compliance things, right? Please give me your numbers so we can make sure you're compliant. We can make sure that, you know, royalties are paid on time and all of that. What we try to help the franchisors do is be providing even more value, not just trying to get, you know, top line revenue from each of their franchisees, but let's get into the customer data from all those franchisees. Let's get into the marketing data of all those franchisees and start providing, you know, a much higher level value and better service to your franchisees than maybe just, you know, let's see what your revenue is for the last quarter.
Well, it helps both parties. That's what I love about it. I mean, it's helpful, obviously, for the franchisor, but it's tremendously helpful for the franchisee. I mean, the more data that both franchisor and franchisee are working with, the better they can be informed on where they are and where they want to go and how they get there. And so that's, I think, the win-win of the whole setup.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that a franchisor can look at is leading and lagging indicators. And this is not meant to be a long conversation about leading and lagging indicators, but one of the things that I think your users could or your subscribers could benefit from is starting to think about what the leading indicators are for their business. There's a great example of Continental Airlines CEO when he took over in the mid-90s. Continental Airlines was doing nothing but looking at lagging indicators. They were looking at cost per seat, and they were looking at efficiency metrics, like how can we get more money out of every flight? And the new CEO came in and he said, why are we looking at these lagging indicators? We should be looking at the leading indicators, the things, and he specifically called the leading indicators, what do our customers care about? What are the indicators that our customers care about? And he came up with three. Can you guess what three indicators customers care about for an airline? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay. I'm going to say timeliness of the flight.
Nailed it. Yep. If it took off and landed on time.
The seats, in terms of size, comfort level of seats.
I'll go a little bit broader with that one, which was just a survey they gave, like, did you enjoy the flight?
Okay.
Just a survey. So that would probably, you know, if your seat was too tight, you'd probably put out a survey. Yeah.
And then the other one, geez, what would it be? The food component? I don't know.
It was luggage. Did we lose your luggage?
Yes. Because
that was the number one, lost luggage, right? That's the number one thing people complain about. And anyways, he focused on three metrics and really stopped looking. They tracked all the other metrics too, the lagging indicators, but he really focused the whole company on the leading indicators. And they attribute the turnaround of Continental in those mid-90s to really that leadership that the CEO brought in. It's just a little story that I think each of your users should kind of think about, whether they're a franchisee or a franchisor. We really tend to look at those lagging indicators because they're the ones that matter to us, right? What's my profitability? What's the cost that I'm watching to run my business? Those are very easy to watch. And it's important to know that those aren't the numbers that are important to your customer. And so if you can sit down with your leadership team and say, what are the numbers that my customer really cares about, and start tracking and improving those. Those are the ways that we feel like really lead to some great turnarounds at the franchisee level or the franchisor level to just creating great service for their customers.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you or learn more about Zerva, where should they go?
Yeah, you can go to our website. It's probably the easiest way. It's spelled xerva.com. And we usually love just to talk to people about any data problem they may be having. We're kind of just in that space to help people out.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I've really enjoyed the conversation. I mean, I think it's really interesting. And I got to tell you, I've never talked with or had on another company that does what you do. So that's great.
I appreciate the time, Josh. Keep going with the podcast. We love listening.
I look forward to hearing about all your successes in the future. Take care. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today on the Franchise Euphoria podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to go to iTunes and provide a review. Also, please remember that although Josh Brown is a licensed and practicing attorney, nothing contained in this podcast should be construed as legal advice, because it is not. The information contained in this podcast is general and educational in nature, and none of it should be relied upon as legal advice. That being said, if you have questions for Josh and would like to contact him, please email him at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in to our next weekly episode.